Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat supplier is hoping to have nearly all of its plant back up and running on Wednesday. Computer networks at JBS were hacked over the weekend, causing some locations to shut down. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will continue meeting with Central American officials during his two-day visit to Costa Rica. Blinken in Costa Rica to discuss the root cause of immigration.
The irregular migration that we're seeing doesn't just affect the United States. It affects virtually every country in the region. What we need to hear from our partners is a shared commitment with us to address those root causes.
Blinken in Costa Rica, since President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to oversee the immigration crisis in March, the Vice President has not yet been to the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The organizers of tennis's four Grand Slams are pledging to address player concerns about mental health. This after four-time champion and number two player in the world, Naomi Osaka, pulled out of the French Open, citing anxiety about talking with the media and long bouts of depression. Osaka was fined $15,000 for skipping out on reporters. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is ending another Trump-era policy.
The Biden administration has formally ended the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers instituted under the Trump administration. In a memo, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas officially ended the policy Tuesday, which had forced asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while waiting for their case to be heard. President Biden had ordered a review of the policy on his first day in office, but was expected to end the program as promised during his presidential campaign. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Ken Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Negotiations continue on Wednesday between Democrats and Republicans regarding a massive infrastructure upgrade. President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Wednesday. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise, and I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay-for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt, but also will keep the deficit down. So they've talking about having a week to do that, and I think we'll see whether both sides are in fact interested in really getting to a solution.
A Los Angeles County firefighter is dead and another hurt after a shooting at a fire station. A vigil was held on Tuesday night for Tony Carlton as community members were still in shock.
He deserves to be honored, and what happened today is just tragic.
We are a family. We live, we work, we cry together, and just don't think something like this would happen.
We think it's a very safe place to go back to. We're always helping others, and in this case, it was the reverse.
the murderer then returning to his house, setting it on fire, and killing himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I guess the sad thing is that there's a portion of America that thinks we're doing okay, that we're on track. But I can't help but think the Democrats got to be panicking here a little bit, because by every metrics, it's a mess. It's an absolute disaster, whether we're talking about the border, the economy, of our, you know, our own image on the national scene. I mean, here it was. Donald Trump was so accused that, you know, he was just going to be an absolute abysmal mess internationally. And look what he did, you know, with our NATO partners raising more money, holding back China and Russia and putting pressure on Russia. I mean, the Democrats come in and it's a heyday. It's a windfall for all our enemies, it would seem, right now. And then here it is, we the people, America first, now we're America last under Democratic policies and this Democratic administration. Sooner or later, I got to think the majority of Americans are going to see it, because they can't help but feel the pain in their pocketbook. Rick Manning is with us right now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, what do you say?
Well, I agree. You have to be pretty much blind and not to know what's going on and not to see what's going on. But I think the real damage that's being done right now is to the what used to be the news media, because they have spent so much time and energy with Trump derangement syndrome, so much time with hate Trump, so much time that now they've admitted that they spiked stories about the origin of the COVID virus because they didn't want Trump to be the messenger. They didn't believe they should have a story that was a Republican-oriented story after spending 4 years on a Russia story that was nothing more than a Hillary Clinton hit piece. So they've admitted their partisan bias, and now they're trying to explain to the American people, who kind of dismissed it because it was the China origin story, because how they missed the story. And even some of them were trying to say, we were on this 15 months ago. They were on it saying it wasn't true, but it was I think as much as the real damage that's being done here to the left is not so much stuff Biden's doing, because that's bad enough, but the messengers of the left are being discredited left and right, and nobody can pretend that these people are real now. They in their own statements about the COVID virus, they are now saying, admitting that they're nothing more than partisan shills. So you take everything into one big context, and the biggest damage to Democrats is that their manipulation machine, that has existed to try to get people to go along with stupid stuff, is falling apart all around them. And if they lose their capacity to manipulate the public through information control, they lose their capacity to win.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you ride that donkey as far as you can go, and then after that, you write a book, right? I mean, whether it's Cuomo, now you got Fauci writing a book. It's like, why don't you just say, let's pretend, okay? Because here we are, as you say, and one of the headlines I had this morning is, Trump is right again, and the media has to admit this. And, I mean, it's beyond having egg on their face, Rick, and I think you're touching on a powerful point here. The institution of a free and fair press is so critical to a democratic republic that they don't even understand it. They're out of their lane. Philosophically, they're missing in action, and they're hurting us. I mean, they're hurting we, the people, because we can't trust them anymore.
Well, Bill, I think the revelation to me is, I hope this isn't true, okay? But it's pretty obvious to me that the beneficiaries of the spiking of the coronavirus originating in the Wuhan lab story was China. They were the primary beneficiaries of this. And so what we saw was a combination of the Chinese Communist Party, our Silicon Valley information processors and deciders on what's fit to print, and the traditionals, the New York Times, Washington Post, and the various networks, that they colluded with the Democratic Party to basically take down a story that is obviously true. I mean, obviously true. And they did so because to do otherwise would have helped Donald Trump win re-election. And so if you put it in the context of the collusion with the Chinese Communist Party to affect the presidential election, when you put it into that context and you listen, remember all the garbage they said over the previous 4 years about Russia collusion. It's abundantly clear that if they were not active dupes, they were, in fact, just plain dupes of Chinese Communist Party disinformation, because the only people who benefited from hiding the origin of the virus was the Chinese Communist Party. They were the only ones who benefited. They're the only ones who benefited from hiding the fact that most people on the right know, and that is that China closed down the borders immediately in December from the Wuhan province to the rest of their borders, but left the flights going out internationally to the rest of the world to infect the world. It is a, you know, they're the only.
See, to me, that's overt.
Yeah. That's overt. That is deliberately spreading the virus. Now, you can argue whether or not the virus came out of was a planned release out of the lab or if it's accidental. Representative Mike McCaul, who used to be the head of Homeland Security when the Republicans had control, he was a Homeland Security Committee. He came out and said this is the biggest cover-up in the world's history in terms of the origin. Bloomberg has had a story this weekend talking about how experts warn that if we don't get to the bottom of this, the origin, we're going to have future COVID viruses that are going to emerge because we won't actually know what happened and be able to stop it in the future. So guess what?
Exactly.
Bloomberg, 15 months later, 15 months after Mike Pompeo came out in March of 2020 saying we've got credible evidence that this came out of the Wuhan lab, likely by mistake. 15 months later, Bloomberg is saying, oh, we've got to get to the bottom of this, otherwise we're going to have future disease. 15 months they subjected the American people and indeed the world to the deaths and devastation of this disease. And in doing so, how many millions of people died or had their lives unalterably impacted by this disease through the loss of livelihood and the like because they were covering up for the Chinese Communist Party? This is serious. This is serious. And I will tell you, Dr. Fauci, you know, Mr. Bookseller, Dr. Fauci needs to have his butt fired. He needs to be fired. And quite honestly, if what I think happened, the guy should be brought up on charges because what he did is he endangered. He knew.
Of course he did. He had a team there.
Yes.
He had a team there before, Rick, and they came back and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. Going to have problems there. Well, and then he was all quiet about it. We've got more from Rick Manning on the other side of the break.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Talking with Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Time-wise, I didn't expect to spend as much time on this issue regarding, China, but it's important because these are the questions. You know, Rick, everywhere I go, people are. This is one of the top two issues that people are asking about, and here we are finding more information out. I mean, there's Fauci emails now that were released about, from the early days of the pandemic, where the Chinese are thanking Dr. Fauci for giving them cover, in a sense. Things that President Trump reported on, but because it was Donald Trump or conservatives or Republicans, the mainstream media now is being exposed, you know, for their bias. At what expense? I mean, they do this. People have died, Rick. People in this country, around the world, have died because of their irresponsibility and their bias, and they just, you know, they make it seem like, well, you know, hey, we made a mistake. We just didn't do a good job. Maybe we'll do better next time.
They got the human shell as president, got President Trump out. So the Chinese got what they wanted. The news media got what they wanted. The institutional left got what they wanted. And okay, well, who cares if it costs a few million bodies?
Right. Who cares if you upend democracy? You know, our democratic republic. I mean, because what all is being exposed to is like, come on, give me a break. You're going to tell me that Joe Biden, I mean, I cannot go along to get along with people that want to just say that Joe Biden won the presidency legitimately. I mean, investigations continue in states, whether it's in, you know, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan. They're still trying to count ballots, figure out, again, all purposeful because, like you say, we don't want this to happen again. We got to get down to the bottom to find out exactly what happened. And, you know, and the Democrats should be supporting that if they're interested in the Democratic Republic. But what they're interested in is outcome. And they got the outcome that they manufactured, which was all supported by COVID, by the Chinese. And here we are. And we're stuck with this weak, incompetent president and what he's doing in terms of hurting this country and the poor that he says he's supposedly interested in helping. But meanwhile, you know, the Biden corporation, the Biden, you know, family business is still doing, you know, alive. They're still alive and well. And Hunter Biden, with all his laptop information, is still getting away with murder.
Yeah, I'll believe the media the minute they take down Hunter Biden that they've learned a lesson. And maybe that's the place they're going to go to try to cover it up, because the objective has always been to take down, you know, Biden being temporary, Kamala Harris being the real president. But let's just go to something they're doing right now. We have Chuck Schumer announced that next week we're going to have S1 on the floor. You know, if, you know, you talk about you can't believe that, you know, the outcome based approach that they did and the damage it's done. Well, S1 is the ultimate outcome based approach. Mm. They are attempting to take over change the election system, have federalized the election system, and put in place an election system that makes it so your ballots are insecure in terms of their handling. You don't know who's actually voting because they're getting rid of all state voter ID laws. And they are, and we can't depend on the counting. So if you can't depend on who's voting, the handling of the ballots in between, and the counting of the ballots, you want to take down the presumption of electoral, having any kind of electoral vindication, electoral, legitimacy. Well, pass S1. And so, Chuck Schumer's bringing that to the floor next week, and I think everybody needs to be, you know, we kind of lost our focus a little bit on that, but that's the institutional takeover of our elections.
Right. Well, and, the states are going to be outraged. Can you imagine? What? States are not going to take this, you know, lying down. No, yeah, blue states, some blue states will, but as far as the red states, no. I mean, we could end up into something much more than the Democrats even expected, because the red states will come together. There will be lawsuits. This will be locked up in all kinds of legal problems.
There will. I would caution people. You know, we are constitutionalists, and our 14th Amendment gives a heck of a lot of leeway in terms of the federal government taking over the election systems, if it is as being kind of the last arbiter of whether state election systems are fair. So it is so the 14th Amendment is, you know, will come into play, and I'm not certain, and I'm not a constitutional attorney, but, or an attorney in any of the 50 states or District of Columbia, but I can tell you in just simple plain reading, a constitutional challenge isn't a slam dunk, and we better win this in the Senate. And that means we have to stop them from breaking the filibuster, A, and B, we have to hold, we need to hold on to the Manchin vote against it, and perhaps the Sinema vote from Arizona.
And you're going to have to protect the court, because that's the other get-out-of-jail card for them, is that if they pack the court, hey, they can get away with even much more than just, you know, federalizing our votes, as if the government, the federal government is, you know, they're so stellar, Rick, that we just say, man, everything they do is so great. Why would we not want them to handle this? I mean, we're trying to do a recount right now in Maricopa County, right? And I don't know if you heard about this. This was incredible. Okay, we talked about chain of custody with the ballots. They had to close down the facility they were in because they needed to get into an air-conditioned facility. So they moved the ballots over into a facility, and there's guards there, right? There's guards there to watch the ballot. I mean, this is how bad it is. You got to have guards watching it, and that's good. Okay, right. So we're watching. Well, the guards, I don't know what happened. They must have went to the same, you know, guard school that, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein school.
Yeah, exactly. So these guys disappear for about 20 minutes. The alarm goes off that there's, you know, the door is left open. And it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, what is going on here? But we're supposed to believe and think that all these people have credibility and they're looking out for our best interest. I mean, this fight is not over, and they're going to go to the very end. Once you cheat, you just keep cheating and getting away with whatever you can get away with. This is incredible what's going on in a supposed free and fair America.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the thing to remember is if you ever want to have a ironic laugh, just look at the letters sent by, like, the Brennan Center for Law and Justice to the Arizona State Senate, urging them, or actually it's to the Attorney General of the United States, urging us to get involved in stopping this takeover of the federal of the presidential elections and this audit. Mm-hmm. Because they use language like, we have to, they haven't maintained ballot security. And it's astonishing the language they use, because it is exactly what the left did in
right.
real time mm-hmm. during the election.
Right.
And here we are trying to figure out what happened afterwards with no outcome change. Okay, let's just be clear. No outcome's going to change based on this. This is so the Arizona State Legislature can pass legislation to fix the problems that they discover, whatever they are, that can ensure their citizens that they have honest elections moving forward. But it's not going to sit there and say, oh, the Electoral College is going to be overturned and all that, because
right.
that isn't going to happen.
Exactly.
How difficult
should this be, Rick? I mean, you know, you get a ballot, you count the ballot, you certify the ballot. I mean, you know, how difficult is this?
Well, we ran elections in Afghanistan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we ran elections in Afghanistan in a place that doesn't have running water or electricity in most places. And we managed to run fair and free elections in Afghanistan. And everybody remembers the picture of the woman with her finger up with
yes.
a purple ink on her finger, right?
Right, right,
well,
exactly.
How hard is this? We ran it in Afghanistan when they didn't have electricity or water, but we can't run it in Phoenix, Arizona?
This is incredible. See, this is what the Democrats are doing. And this really is. It's the Democrats. And they've got to own this. You know, the brain damage and brain bruising they're doing to the voter electorate is absolutely disgusting. And it's all for one reason. They want the power. And they think somehow after everything is all said and done that they got the power. Just like the Chinese. The Chinese think they're going to have all the power. Look, if the globalists get their way, forget the Chinese. Because the Chinese are the same thing, in a sense, as Trump. You know, they're saying China first, America first. You know, we're saying on our side. They're not going to end up that way.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat supplier is hoping to have nearly all of its plant back up and running on Wednesday. Computer networks at JBS were hacked over the weekend, causing some locations to shut down. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will continue meeting with Central American officials during his two-day visit to Costa Rica. Blinken in Costa Rica to discuss the root cause of immigration.
The irregular migration that we're seeing doesn't just affect the United States. It affects virtually every country in the region. What we need to hear from our partners is a shared commitment with us to address those root causes.
Blinken in Costa Rica, since President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to oversee the immigration crisis in March, the vice president has not yet been to the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, joins us now. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
Great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I want to talk to you about critical race theory. In part, I think that maybe public schools are really jumping the shark on this whole deal. Maybe they've overread the George Floyd movement, Black Lives Matter, all this stuff, the whole critical race theory idea, Marxism. And, it comes at a time when people are questioning, rightfully so, the effectiveness of our educational system. I mean, for all the money that we invest in education and to rank 27th and for the past 17, 18 months, what families have had to endure with the school systems in many states not finding a way to educate our kids, to be in front of our kids in real time, but to do it, you know, via video or some other means in which to do this, when, you know, the facts do not support their, their concern about, staying out of the classroom. I think this is all coming to a head. What do you think?
I think that it is. I think a lot of what we're seeing right now, we maybe would never have seen had the kids stayed in school and the country not locked down much more broadly, just because I think when you disrupt people's lives the way that we have, you wind up having social unrest. But beyond that, then you've got kids who are at home and all of a sudden parents started paying attention to what their children were being taught.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that they're not being taught much in some cases, not always. And that some of what they are being taught goes completely against the values that you care about rather than, and when it comes to critical race theory, very specifically, rather than being concerned about the content of one's character and judging someone by the content of their character, rather than the way they look, their outward appearance, their skin color, is racist. It's wrong. It's what most parents across this country have not taught their children. And yet we're seeing that in schools, this is happening, whether it is as bold as being called critical race theory, or whether it is being cloaked in more comfortable, more softer words like diversity, equity, and inclusion. Either
exactly.
way, it leads to critical race theory.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, as Tim Scott brilliantly placed it, and that's what you were referring to, is that we're trying to fight racism with racism. It just doesn't make sense. And the other thing, Jenny Beth, we brought up and nobody else is talking about is we have more mixed racial families in the history of our country. And you've got these teachers, you know, having the audacity to teach these young kids. I mean, in first grade and in kindergarten, even that they're telling them, they go, yeah, white is bad, black is good. Well, you know, these kids go home and they go, hey, mom, we figured it out. You're good because you're black and dad's white, so he's bad. You know, that's what we learned at school today.
Yeah, that is a terrible thing to teach someone, especially in a family the way that you were talking about. But regardless of what kind of family you're in, it is a terrible thing to teach children and to imply that we are all irredeemably racist and all irredeemably have hurt our fellow citizens, and that our country as a whole has not changed and corrected wrongs from the past is divisive. And I think that is the goal of critical race theory. It is to be divisive so that they can change the foundation of our government.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, you and I grew up with the idea that unity was key. United we stand, divided we fall. And now we're putting that to the test with our kids. How disgusting is that? I mean, look, we have enough empirical evidence, enough experiential evidence to prove that united we stand. And we see the manipulation that they're doing all because of, you know, for political reasons, you know, call it what you want. And also for this motivation of these Marxists that want to absolutely destroy America on its face. That's it. Because they see America as the linchpin. If they can destroy America, the rest of the world will fall.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That is exactly right. That is what they hope to accomplish, and they want to, let's be very clear, what they want is to replace our system of government, our United States constitutional government and capitalist society with a communist society. They want equal outcomes, not equal opportunity. And they're pretty bold about saying that. They've changed, and instead of focusing on equality in schools, they want to focus on equity. And they want to focus on equity based on people's skin color, not based on who they are and what they truly might need. It is just one of the most awful things I've seen happen in our schools, and it concerns me greatly. I know it concerns parents across this country, and it's why we're asking people in the month of July to show up at your local school board meeting and attend that meeting. Find out what's happening in your local community schools. Speak up, but make sure you know what is happening locally. Don't just take the broad strokes that we're talking. You have to make sure that what is happening locally you're speaking to, because each community in the country is a little bit different.
Well, Jenny Beth, there's been some great success in local communities, to your point. People who were well-informed, well-educated, and I'm not saying they went and got a Ph.D. on this. They just checked out the information, and in some cases, they voted out the existing school board, brought in a new school board that would, get their educational system in their local communities back on track. I mean, this is how simple and how quick things can change if you are united behind, a cause that is going to serve everybody's interest.
That is exactly correct. And you may even have some success. It may take more than one meeting to get exactly what you think needs to happen. By talking to the current elected officials, that happened in the community where I live, we had some success. We've not had have not achieved everything we're trying to achieve, but our school board in the month of May voted that they will not teach critical race theory and they will not teach the 1619 project from the New York Times. Those are good, good things. It's a good resolution. They need to still understand that diversity, equity, especially, and inclusion, it leads to critical race theory. It's just critical race theory by a different name. And my school board locally hasn't figured that out yet.
Well, Jenny Beth, I would caution, I think that there's a reason that we're having this discussion. And we should not be afraid of having the discussion. If things need to be, reformed, if they need to be altered, if we need to approach history in a way that is historic and that respects, facts and the truth, that, serves everybody, I'm for that. It's like, okay, let's debate. Let's talk about those particular issues specifically that you have an issue with. So if we need to spend, some time on this and discuss it and educate our students on it, hey, let's do it. But let's do it in a way that is edifying and that builds up these young kids so that they don't feel like they've been, propagandized.
You're right. We absolutely can do that. And one of the things that you can do is look at the Civil War and how many people died in the Civil War to stop slavery,
exactly.
To right that wrong. How many people lost their life standing for the people who were slaves to ultimately to free them? Mm-hmm. And so
by the way, just to interject, we had a president assassinated for slavery.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, and he stood for the content of character.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, I'm encouraged, Jenny Beth, every time I talk to you. I so appreciate what you're doing with Tea Party Patriots Action and in activating the citizens. Remind everybody where they can go so they, too, can be a part of the solution and not part of the problem.
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org.
Have a great day, Jenny Beth. Thank you for being with us. Jenny Beth Martin right here.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses on
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services. The United States has achieved a significant milestone in administering over 200 million vaccine doses to protect against COVID-19. Getting the rest of the American population vaccinated is going to be more of a challenge, though. The Department of Health and Human Services estimates around 20% of Americans are still hesitant to get vaccinated. Dr. Stoner Wells Jarrett, a board-certified pediatrician and partner at Sandy Springs Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine PC.
Black Americans are almost 3 times more likely to be hospitalized from COVID-19 than white Americans. And while all COVID-19 vaccines authorized for use in the U.S. have been shown to be 100% effective against hospitalization and death, nearly a quarter of Black Americans are still hesitant. Black Americans were well represented in the vaccine clinical trials, and all FDA-authorized COVID-19 vaccines are safe for all. It is important to remember that children need protection, too. Those 12 and over are now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine.
For more information, visit vaccines.gov.
Now, now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Last time Abby Johnson and I talked, she had number 8 in the oven. And, of course, she has not missed a beat. She has stayed active when it comes to pro-family issues as she continues to advocate. And what she's talking about today is that the paid family leave proposition and proposal continues to be one of those political footballs that keeps getting kicked down the road. Abby, welcome back. Good to be talking to you. How you been?
Yeah, I've been good, Bill. Thanks
well, good.
For how's
number 8? Yeah, last time I said, I don't know if you heard that, but the last time you and I talked face-to-face, it was in NRB, and he was still in the oven. So how's number 8 doing? He's about 2 years old now, right?
Yeah, that's right. He just turned 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe it.
Happy birthday. Is that amazing? And, of course, you know, and being blessed with eight kids, and for your husband, that's 8 arrows in the quiver to be shooting out to talk about some great positive things, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, this is an issue that's, of course, close to my heart. You know, I look around, I'm very blessed to have a husband who is supportive, to have family that is supportive. But, you know, I look around our country and there are many women that don't have that type of support system. And, that, you know, I have a job that's very flexible that I can say, hey, I'm taking off time. I'm not going to go speak. I'm not going to work, you know, this much time. But a lot of women don't have that sort of flexibility in their job. And so this is a very important topic for me.
Well, Abby, I think, you know, even the Cato Institute records that 74% of Americans support 12 weeks of federal paid leave. What is bogging the situation down? Was it because the Trump administration supported this or what?
Yeah, I don't know. It is a very widely supported, you know, proposition. It crosses party lines, gender lines, ideological lines. You know, Donald Trump supported it. There's been several bills that have been put forward in Congress. I think it's just something that people don't think about it. You know, we think about other issues a lot. You know, people aren't calling their representatives, they're not calling their congressional members and saying, hey, this is something that's important to me. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's in the media. And I'm so thankful for you, you know, for having me on and talking about this. The media is not talking about this. It's not a priority. Mm-hmm. And so it's not getting to the floor. We're not having debates on this. And honestly, it wouldn't even be debatable, really, because, mm-hmm. The majority of congressional members support this. I think, conservatives that don't support it, it's because they're not really educated on it. You know, I say things like, well, you know, we need to have, paid parental leave. And people go, conservatives go, wait a minute, I don't want my tax dollars to pay for it. What they don't understand is that, these efforts that are being put forward, they're budget neutral. So these are not efforts that are being paid for with mm-hmm. tax dollars. There's just a lot of, misunderstanding. It's just not a priority issue that's getting pushed forward to the fore.
Aren't there some businesses already in the country that have said, hey, this is the right thing to do? I mean, well let's step back for just a moment. I mean, this whole issue of, paid leave really speaks to the foundation of the family. This is a family issue. And when we appreciate and embrace what the family's value is to our institutions, to the very foundation of our government and our country, to me, this becomes a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And look, let me say this. So this is what got me really saying, oh my gosh, this statistic right here that I'm about to read is what got me saying, oh my gosh, we have to fix this in our country. Mm-hmm. 23% of all mothers go back to work within 2 weeks of giving birth.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
As a mom of 8 children, I cannot imagine going back to work 2 weeks after giving birth. We should not be putting moms back into the workforce 2 weeks after giving birth. But these are women who feel like they have no other choice. No woman wants to do that, right?
Right.
But they feel like they have no other choice.
It's just not natural. It's not natural, is it, Abby?
It's not natural.
Right. Right.
No, this is not natural. And this is good. This is good for families. This is good for babies. You know, babies with moms at home are more likely to be breastfed. They're more likely to have regular doctor's visits. And just 10 weeks of paid maternity leave was associated with a 10% lower infant mortality rate. So this is good for the entire family. And either we value families, either we value motherhood, or we don't. And this is a way to show that we absolutely do value the family.
Wow. When you look at that, I don't blame you. That's the first time I've heard that. The 23% of all mothers go back to work within 2 weeks. This is why you needed to be on, Abby, because I believe that even for our listeners, this may be a real wake-up call just to see how serious this is. Even though you may be out of the childbearing years, but you've got family members. You've got daughters that are having children. You've got grandkids here. What is the future of America? And to me, this is a decent thing to do. Now, what kind of support are we getting from businesses? I mentioned, I know in some cases, some businesses have been proactive and are already providing some, some leave, but not on a federal issue, but this has just been by company choice, right?
Right. So, a lot of companies are getting on board. I know that me personally, when I started my two nonprofits that I run, they're pro-life nonprofits, that was a priority issue for me. So I said, because of course, Planned Parenthood, they don't offer any sort of paid leave for their employees. Now, they're supposed to be, a large women's organization, right? But they don't offer any sort of paid leave for their employees. And so when I had my first child, I was being pressured to come back to work, 4 weeks after giving birth. It was a priority for me. So all of my employees get, 12 weeks paid leave. And so that's really been, my rallying cry for, all pro-life nonprofits, look, you've got to do this. And And it has been, you know, sort of people are waking up and saying this is good for business. 90% of employers report that this has a positive impact or no impact on their business. So a lot of people are saying, you know, a lot of businesses, they'll use this excuse, I just can't do this. You know, I'm a small business. I can't do this. Look, you can't afford not to do this. You can't afford not to value your employees. And, you know, this just, it's a game changer for your business. When the morale of your employees is high, they work better. The, you know, exactly. Just the experience inside of your workplace is better. And so you can do this. You must do this for your employees. It is a game changer.
Yeah, and I think that for those companies that have, you know, maybe had their doubts going in a practical sense, like you say, experientially, Abby, they're realizing, yeah, they should. And some are saying, you know, oh, I should have done this a lot sooner. Well, yes, but you're doing it now, and you're realizing the benefit. You know, to your point, you've got happier employees, and happier employees are more productive, and they're going to stay with the company longer. You know, they're a stronger asset for each company when they realize that. You know, that you have a company that empathizes with the employees and particularly with mothers on these kind of issues. Because, you know, it's amazing because when somebody is pregnant, I mean, the all you got to see is, you know, the workforce will come together. They're going to have a party. They're going to, you know, throw events mm-hmm. there at the workplace in order to honor the pregnancy. And it's so cool. So it's like, wow, you can already see the interest and the enthusiasm of people there at the ground floor. And all you have to do is just, it's a no-brainer to come alongside and support something, as we said, that is so natural.
No woman should be scared to go to her boss and tell them that she's pregnant.
Yes.
And that's happening in companies and corporations across America every single day. And I can tell you that in my organization, none of my employees are scared to come and tell me that they're pregnant. Because when they are pregnant, it is a celebration in our
exactly.
organization.
Yeah.
You know, right now we have someone on maternity leave, and you know what? We make it work. We divvy out the work. We make it work. It's not a big deal. It's not a burden on our other employees. Because we are happy to do it, because there is a life that has been brought into this world,
yes.
And we are pro-family,
right.
We are pro-life, and so we're happy to pick up the other work yes. that, you know, that we're having to divvy out because there is a mom at home with her baby for 12 weeks. Big deal. We can do it.
Yeah, and then the child comes into this world with a bunch of unexpected uncles and aunties that are vested in this celebration, right? And they're going to make sure that, you know, the child is raised right and do whatever they can to support and, you know, keep eyes on them. I mean, it is a true celebration. She is the founder and director of And Then There Were None, Abby Johnson. Abby, where can people go for more information?
You know, I'm also the co-owner of a website called TheRealDealOfParenting.com. We're on all the social media platforms. We are talking about issues like this, issues that affect the family. So I would encourage people to go check us out. Give us a follow. You'll get all kinds of important information like this every day.
You got it. Abby Johnson, thank you. God bless. All the best to the family. Take care.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination.